You're listening to the DeCesare Group Podcast. Welcome back. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare, and I'm glad you're here. Hey, do us a favor and subscribe to the DeCesare Group Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. The DeCesare Group Podcast is a companion to our newsletter, Silky Economic Development and Business News, which you can subscribe to on our website, thedecesaregroup.com. I'm very excited for you to hear from this week's guest, Angie Mosley. Angie is the owner of Highland Stables and co-creator of the wildly successful Gypsy Moon Marketplace. Angie is the creative mind and dreamer of Highland Stables as an event venue, and she's going to tell us about the history of the space and how it's evolved into a place most everyone has visited at some point or another. Angie and her family are very involved in the community and make a big impression with their business savvy. Here's my conversation with Angie Mosley. Angie, welcome to the DeCesare Group Podcast. How are you?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you had a big Gypsy Moon recently. Everything went well?
Everything went great.
That's awesome. Yeah. So congratulations
Thank you. Another successful event.
You know, it's really taken on a life of its own to some extent, but let's start about Highland Stables because you've been doing this for a while. So tell us the backstory about this beautiful facility.
Yeah, so Highland Stables was built in 2000 on our family farm. We now have, we've got about 175 acres out on Hunts Lane. And initially, Highland Stables, we always say it was built out of love because my mother-in-law has had a lifelong love of horses. And so my father-in-law built that for her. And
is that Charlie?
That's Charlie. That's Charlie. He built it for Betty. She's always loved horses. And in fact, you know, Betty just quit riding horses a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So she was well into her late 70s when she stopped riding horses.
Wow.
So, yeah, yeah. So it was just, you know, built out of love. You
so
know?
How many horses did they have in that stable?
Because, oh
I mean, I've been there a bunch of times.
Yeah,
and there's
so, I mean, you know, just us alone, I mean, we had probably at one time 15, you know, but, you know, initially we started out as just a boarding facility, and then we had our own horses up there. And then, of course, the Mosleys caught the fever, and they decided to get into the Tennessee walking horses. So it transferred more into like a professional training facility where we trained other, we had a trainer on site and lots of grooms and things like that, and we trained horses for other people. So
that's a big business. I mean, you know, most people think about Kentucky and, you know, the Derby, you know, the racing horses, but there are a lot of different types of horses, and I know very little about them, but I, you know, I've heard about the Tennessee walking horses. I believe it's what in Shelby County, Tennessee is kind of the
horse. Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Yeah, it is. The walking horse capital of the world.
Big deal. I mean, during their celebration, they shut down schools and everything else. You know, and it's big.
And I think our former sheriff was big into that
as
well.
That's right. Peanuts was definitely involved in that. And he was always, we hosted a couple of shows a year out at the stables. And Peanuts was always in attendance.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and it's good to know that we have those types of things happening around here in Bowling Green, Warren County, and South Central Kentucky. But, you know, Highland Stables has really become one of those places that people really want to be a part of, whether it's for their weddings or special events or whatever. But who all works with you, and how do you all divide and conquer
that
facility? Because I'm sure it's not just a one-person job.
Oh, absolutely not. So in 2014, our last trainer left, and we decided at that point in time the boys were grown. Nobody was really into showing anymore. So we totally I took the stables over, and my daughter-in-law, Whitney, joined me. She was just out of Western at the time, and so she joined me, and she and I worked together from day one.
And so you've turned this facility around, and I think I was there maybe you've done a lot of renovations or additions or upgrades to the facility over the years. So you went basically from a working operational stable. Tell us about some of the things that you've done to the facility since then.
Oh my goodness. So when we first started hosting weddings, we were sawdust on the floor. We were pretty rustic.
Yeah.
You know, we definitely were. So, I mean, it's we tell everybody it's a work in progress at Highland Stables because we weren't built as an event venue,
right.
You know, but now we have beautiful paved floors, and, you know, anything that we do at Highland Stables is a big deal because we're 25,000 square feet inside.
Yeah, it's a huge facility.
It is, yeah. It definitely is. I tell everybody it's my blessing and my curse. You know, I love that it is so big that we can host large events, and at the same time, when it's time to roof, that's not a pleasant thing, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I know that you all put, you obviously put restrooms in there, and you've got heat in there now, so
you're round,
right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, we're not air conditioned, so we take off in July and August, mm-hmm. and so those are our 2 months that we take off, and we do improvements every year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Highland's a little bit different than most stables because when you, and I've been in a lot of stables, and as you know, and a lot of people that listen to this, I play in a wedding band.
Right.
And we've played out there, and we've played stables before. Usually, though, you don't have that big space in between each side.
Right.
So, how wide is that? Do you know?
You know what? I don't know exactly.
It's wider than usual.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
You could get a couple trucks through there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So, definitely.
So it's very spacious is where I'm
spacious.
Heading with this.
It's very spacious. Literally, we are set up all the time that we can do a ceremony at one end of the stables and then the reception at the other. Mm-hmm. So whether your wedding is indoors or outdoors, we're already always prepared and it's always set up for
That's
you.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So is it just you and Whitney still?
It is Whitney and I, and then we have Kayleen Labor that joined us about 3 years into the journey, and mm-hmm. so she is definitely she's worth her weight in gold to us. We don't know what we would do without Kayleen.
These types of venues, and I know there was some legislation maybe 10-15 years ago that allow for ag diversification, mm-hmm. I think is a word, mm-hmm. and we've seen a lot of barns and stables and whatnot mm-hmm. be converted over to event facilities, and these things have kind of taken a life of their own, and there are a lot of them. Do y'all have like an organization that y'all have formed? Has anybody formed a group yet of agriculture wedding venues organization of Kentucky?
You know, not that I know of, to be honest with you. And that's what I tell everybody, you know, as far as, you know, going from, you know, an equine training facility to an event venue, I mean, you've just got to look at farming like any other business or your farms. It's the evolution of the family farms.
Yeah.
And if we want to be able to keep our farms, and keep them thriving, we've got to evolve like any other business.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Are you all still farming out there? Are
so
you doing anything?
We still have beef cattle, okay. And then we still grow hay. And
right.
Charlie is still, he is well into his years, but you would not know it.
I need to get Charlie on here because he's a character, and I'm sure there are some great stories that he has because he's been around for a long time, and he's seen the evolution of Bowling Green and Warren County
from a
small rural county to what it is today.
Definitely. But he still takes care of us. He still takes care of the farm, and, you know, it's great.
That's awesome. So, has Highland Stables have your expectations been made through working in this space and doing these types of things? Or are you still trying to grow and do other things? What's the future look like for you?
You know, I am one of these people that I'm very ADHD, and I think a lot of people in business owners and creatives probably are.
Yeah.
I'm awake at 1 o'clock in the morning constantly thinking of all these different things, you know, and luckily I've got another dreamer by my side, which is Whitney, you know,
yeah.
And she makes it happen from the social media part of it and brings that in. And then we have Kayleen who says, you know, come back down, you know, to earth. We don't need to do that, you know. So yes, I mean, we are, we've always thinking of things and evolving. And in fact, we've got another business that we're going to be launching in the next few months. So,
breaking news.
We'll be able to talk about that soon.
Okay,
so,
we'll have to get you back on to talk about that.
So,
talk about some of the events that you have there. I know, and I've mentioned weddings, but I know you've had political fundraisers out there and other events. But what are some of the types of other events that you've had?
You know, so on top of doing the weddings, we do corporate events. We do some fundraisers. Doug Gorman has his Birdies for Brittany concert out there with us usually. We've hosted CCK events. Last year was our first year of kind of sponsoring or co-sponsoring the new Galentine's celebration that we do in February for Brass.
Okay.
So we do a
the
lot
Barron
of
River
things.
Area Safe Space.
That's right. Yes. Yes. So it's a Galentine's event, and
that's awesome.
It was met with great success. So we're going to do that again in February.
Well, I will say this about you and your family. You know, obviously you're running a business, but you're also always giving back. And I think, you know, you don't get enough credit for that. So, speaking on behalf of our community, thank you for doing what you do to
thank
help.
You.
You know, like the Camp for Courageous Kids, Brass, they're all wonderful organizations, and you know they're always fundraising and need money to keep their operations going and do the great things that they do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Any memorable events out there that you that sort of go, you know, there was this one time.
You know, as somebody who most of the time loves politics. You know, I love meeting Riley Gaines this past year.
Yeah.
We had her at the stables,
right.
and like, I just felt
she's
like
fantastic.
I'd met, oh my goodness, I felt like I met my best friend, you know. Absolutely loved her, you know, man.
Yeah.
So that was a fangirl, you know, thing for me. But, you know, I enjoy.
You know, she's
all
like
aspects.
Old enough to be your daughter, right?
I know.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
I know. So cool, though. I really enjoyed meeting Riley. She was, I was like, you know how you think when you meet somebody, I was like, oh, please let her be what I feel like she's going to be. And she just surpassed, you know, I mean,
that's
she
awesome.
Was just like, yeah.
Of course,
awesome.
She went to UK. And
yeah.
she's very outspoken about males playing female sports.
That's right. Yeah.
And
that's
so
right.
And I actually got to meet her this summer too at Blue Cotton. I think it was the same week that
okay.
she was here.
Yeah. Just,
but anyhow,
yeah.
That's cool.
She's,
all right. So you got all these great things coming along, and then Gypsy Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell us about Gypsy Moon for those that don't know.
Right. So Gypsy Moon. Now you know maybe I didn't know that it was going to be the name of Gypsy Moon, but I always wanted to host an event like this.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised to love antiques and repurpose things and that kind of thing. So I just always wanted to host a market. Along with my sidekick, Whitney. She and I created Gypsy Moon. We sat at our little antique table in our break room and came up with the name. And
it's a great
it took
name.
Off. I mean, it took off, and it's kind of become its own, you know, I won't say, I guess you could say beast, but it's definitely, you know, a separate business that
mm-hmm.
Whitney works, you know, all year round on that. So,
and y'all
yeah.
do this twice a year,
we
right?
We do this twice a year.
So
yeah.
you just
yeah.
had the event in November, this
mm-hmm.
November, and
mm-hmm.
when is the other one?
So November's our Christmas show, and then we do one in April that's more of a spring market.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who shows up at this event? I mean, tell us what's being sold, what's being shown,
you know,
for the guys that don't know.
Right, absolutely. There is a lot for the guys. So it's anything from antiques to handmade things. It's boutiques. It's a lot of different things. But, you know, what Gypsy Moon is, these vendors travel all over the United States, the
mm-hmm.
ones that we have. We have a few local people. But in my mind, I feel like we've got a lot of local markets that really showcase our local artists.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring something to our community that maybe you wouldn't see. So
okay.
we'll have probably vendors from 7 different states set
wow.
up. And they go from one show to the next show. You know, that's what they do. That is their living.
They're like
yeah.
gypsies.
They're like gypsies. Yes. Hence, yes. They are like gypsies. So they go from one event to the other.
And
yeah, so we'll have... You know, I think we have anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 people, you know, that'll come through for the Christmas show.
Is that over one day or a couple
That's
days?
3 days.
3 days.
Mm-hmm. It's 3 days.
And then I know you all give back through this event as well.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about,
I
believe I'm right when I say this, but I think parking is handled by...
So Life's Better Together.
Yes.
Yeah, we partner with Life's Better Together and have since pretty much the first show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so to date, I mean, we have given them right at or a little surpassed $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
And, you know, we don't ever hear about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the good things that you're doing. And I know Danette Idlett and Matt
oh, yes.
and get out there
Great
and they
people.
Park cars, right?
Absolutely. They work hard. Yeah, they work hard. Yes,
that's
they
fantastic.
Do.
In fact, I remember calling Matt one year. And he goes, I'm out here in the rain parking cars, because I had to ask him a question or something. And,
yeah, that's right.
And he says, it's pouring out here. But, you know, that event is really huge. And, of course, I know Amy and her sister have been out there several times.
Uh-huh.
So that's awesome. And congratulations on the great success with Gypsy Moon.
Thank you.
What other events do you all host? I mean, we talked about some of them, but any other unique events that are going on out there? That,
you know, we've begun to do a few celebration of lives. You know, I'm not after Kevin Kirby's job, but we've had a few of those, you
all
know.
Right.
And so, I mean, we're open to anything. You know,
sure.
The one thing that I have learned on this journey is never say never.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I say never, God laughs at me, you know. And
that's right.
And so, yeah.
So, other than July and August when you're closed, about how many events a year are you hosting?
So we do usually around 30, 32 events.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
basically
mm-hmm.
every weekend mm-hmm. almost.
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, except for maybe take Christmas off.
Holidays, and then we take a little bit off around Gypsy Moon, because that is, you know, we totally, especially for the Christmas show, we transition everything. It looks like Hallmark when you go in.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, well, maybe
mm-hmm.
they'll come out and shoot
that's
a movie.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So I'm going to pivot just a little bit. That's a word I use for our engineer. We use the, you know, close a business in today terminology. But M&L Electric is mm-hmm. is a family business as well. Talk a little bit about that. Just, you know, so give them a shameless plug as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they do a lot of great things in the community as well. I mean, we see them involved in a lot of different events.
That's
too.
Right. Yeah, they definitely do. I've definitely got some good mentors over at M&L Electrical.
Yeah.
So
and your husband Chris.
My husband Chris is the CEO. Yeah, and you know, they will be celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Next year. Yeah. So
that's
we're getting,
awesome.
Yeah, we're revving up for a big celebration next year. Yeah.
So, and so 50 years. And they do
it's
a lot
major.
Of like industrial electrical work. And
yeah,
things
more
like
commercial.
That.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, more commercial, industrial. Uh huh.
And I know that, you know, between you and Chris and M&L and Highland, you're highly involved with the Chamber of Commerce and you sponsor a lot of different events out there. But the one thing that's always intrigued me and because I'm a huge Dave Ramsey fan.
Yes.
Amy and I, when we got married in 1990, do I have to say it like 1992?
That's right.
You know, after a couple years of marriage, we went through the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And we've kind of lived it for the most part. I mean, we all stray a little bit off of his, but I do know that Chris takes a group out to the summit every year. Mm-hmm. I've been to Entre Leadership a couple times, and it's just
fun.
Awesome stuff.
Oh, it's so fun.
So how did you all get involved with Ramsey?
You know, Chris is very, very big on personal development.
Yeah.
In fact, there's rarely a morning that goes by that he doesn't send me a podcast or some kind of uplifting whatever. He
Maybe
sends
he'll send
my
you
way.
This one.
Yes, he definitely, you know, so he's big on that, you know, and lighting a fire under your group and stuff. And I mean, Entre Leadership is...
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever get an opportunity to go.
Yeah.
It is so good. Yes.
And they're getting ready to, I think that they just may have had their Entre Leadership and then the summits in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
They have these two big events every year. And
yeah,
I went in person last year and it was an amazing
so
experience.
So good. It really is. I've been twice and I absolutely, yeah.
And the reason I bring this up because we do have a lot of business people that listen to this podcast. And if you want to get energized and get back on track with your business or industry, you know, check out Ramsey Solutions.
Absolutely.
And you know, we have, you know, M&L Electric. I know Ginger Cleary and her State Farm group, they're mm-hmm. they're a part of that. Of course, I think Ginger and Chris grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
But, you know, just fantastic stuff. So we talked about a lot of things here. Did I leave anything out?
I don't think so.
Well, we appreciate all you do for the community and having that great venue out there on Hunts Lane. And if anybody wants to check it out or find out about, you know, having their wedding there or whatever, I'll put your email or
website,
address in
yeah,
in the show notes
okay,
so
great.
People can check it out.
Yes.
And Angie, thanks for being on the DeCesare Group podcast.
I am honored to have been on your podcast.
We're glad you're here. We'll catch you again.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Angie Mosley, owner of Highland Stables, for being on the DeCesare Group podcast, and thank you for listening. Hey, if you like what you hear, please share it with a friend, and don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review and share your feedback with us as well. You can also follow the DeCesare Group across all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. The DeCesare Group podcast is produced by the DeCesare Group, a public relations and consulting firm based in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Our engineer and own Gypsy is Justin DeCesare, with content contributions from Brooke Mattingly and Amy DeCesare. I'm Jim DeCesare, and join us again next time for the DeCesare Group podcast.